76. Killian. How pretty. It was a struggle to keep his voice steady, his heart thundering like a drum. Agrippa made a tisking noise, then shook his finger at Killian. It's a good thing your Gertrude isn't here. What would she say to such a question? Not waiting for a response, he added, very pretty. And she's got bigger balls than Baird. Although apparently that doesn't take much. Screamed at Rufina that she'd die before hurting her country. The look on our dear queen's face would have had most men, myself included, shitting their pants. But that little lass was pure defiance.
Leave my balls out of this sad story, Baird grumbled,
draining yet another pint of ale. Sad? Killian's stomach dropped. Please don't let me be too late. Rufina took her back across the Lyra Tors to her fortress in Halatha. Agrippa took a sip of his drink. Knowing our queen, as I do, my money is on her breaking the girl. And I rarely lose a bet. Anger and darkness rose in Killian's chest, threatening to consume him, making him want to lash out at these bastards who'd stood by and done nothing while Malahai was brutalized. Instead, he picked up his cup and drank until the emotion faded. Malahai was on the far side of the Lyra Tors, in wherever this Halatha was, which meant that was where he and Lydia needed to go. And these two likely knew how to get there. That was probably a sight to see. One that will stick with me, Agrippa said. But on a more favorable topic, what's your plan now that you've returned to dead ground? There's nothing here for us, Killian said. I want to go home. That will cost you, Agrippa answered. Just before we flanked the Royal Army, Rufina, he spat onto the floor, blew up the Zinthier path leading back across the Lyra Tors. Didn't want us to have an avenue for retreat. Killian scowled. How did she do it? Called down the skies, Agrippa answered, then gave a side glance at Baird, whose cheeks reddened as he said,
she didn't give me much of a choice, you know.
Confused, Killian stared at the giant for a long moment, and then realization dawned upon him. Many pieces coming together, including why the giants of Eoton Isle hadn't started a war since the sacking of Sirlania when Killian was a boy. They only fought when they had their even 24 marked. You're a summoner. Baird shrugged.
I'm sure there's a darker word for what I am. But I... Rufina had me call lightning down on the stem, and it shattered the damn thing. Surprised you didn't feel the quake all the way at the coast.
Killian shook his head. No. And we weren't told.
No surprise that, Baird said. She wants what remains of her army here, ready and waiting for her next move.
Worked out well enough for us in the long run, no?
Agrippa elbowed the giant in the ribs, Baird groaning and clutching his side even as he nodded.
How so? In our queen's absence, we formed a side business,
Agrippa answered.
We escort those who want to get home back across the Lyra Tors, for a price.
There are better ways to gain yourself customers than accusing them of cheating at cards and challenging them to barroom brawls. Baird chuckled, tapping his glass against Killian's.
We don't want you as a customer, Tom. That was more of a trial.
Lots lurking in the Lyra Tors, Agrippa added. We need good men to get our paying customers through, and thanks to that Mutamorian bastard Calorian, the best are ash on the wind. We've not been able to convince anyone on the Darren side to take up the work.
They were offering him a goddamn job?
And why would I be interested in taking on such a risk?
One, Agrippa said, lifting a finger.
We'll pay you 5 pieces of gold if you survive to the far side. Two, you've got a girl you're enamored enough with to fight a giant over. Three, A town like Dead Ground is no place to make a life with a lass like your Gertrude, which is why we'll let you bring her along.
Swirling the contents of his glass, Killian pretended to consider the offer, which was better than he could have hoped for. A guided route into Darren.
I might be interested,
he said, but it will be weeks before I'm fit to fight. He gestured at his broken arm with his glass. Agrippa gave a sour look at Baird.
Why can you never control yourself?
He insulted my balls. Would you have had me let such an insult stand?
That was after you broke his arm, you stupid lump.
The young man cast his eyes skyward.
As recompense for Baird's eagerness, we'll get you fixed up well enough to fight.
There's only one way for them to do that. Killian frowned and took a sip of the whiskey one of the servants had brought over, pretending to be unconvinced.
Maybe I take the girl back into Mutamora. The Lyratoras are dangerous.
Annoyance flickered across Agrippa's eyes.
10 gold coins, and I get you fixed up tonight.
Killian lifted his cup.
Deal.
Rising, Agrippa went to the rear of the room and opened a curtain to reveal a table full of gamblers. He bent to talk to a man whose back was to the main room. Despite not seeing the man's face, Killian's skin crawled, his gut telling him what his eyes did not.
Corrupted.
Shrugging a slender shoulder, the corrupted rose, sauntering over to their table. His eyes were black pits, though the flames that flickered around the irises were muted. He made a soft tisking noise at the sight of Killian, shaking his head.
This will be an expensive repair, Agrippa. Are you sure?
Just the arm and the ribs. Agrippa answered flatly, slapping a gold coin down on the table.
You get greedy, Sly, and I'll put a knife in your heart.
The corrupted gave the young man a wounded look, then smirked.
We could find another sacrificial lamb.
No. Agrippa pulled back his sleeve. Now get it done.
As you like.
The corrupted, Sly, crooked a finger at Killian.
Come here.
It was nearly all Killian could do not to pick up his sword and kill the thing in front of him.
Get up, Tom.
Agrippa snapped.
He's not going to bite a paying customer.
Rising slowly, Killian circled the table to stand next to them, aware that everyone in the common room was watching. The corrupted's eyes moved up and down his body. Then he said to Agrippa,
Are you ready?
Face souring, the young man nodded, flinching as Sly took hold of his wrist. Then Sly reached out and caught Killian's forearm, hand closing painfully over the fracture. Warmth flooded into him even as the pain abated. Then the corrupted moved his hand to Killian's side, fingers trailing down his ribs.
Cracked, but fortunately for Agrippa, not broken.
Realization of what was happening dawned on Killian. Sly wasn't healing him by sacrificing some of himself, but rather was acting as a conduit, taking from Agrippa to mend Killian's broken bones. Killian lurched back.
I'll be fine. Bullshit!
Agrippa snapped. I've cracked enough ribs to know. Do it, or the deal is off. Indecision warred inside of him. This was the opportunity he desperately needed to get into the heart of Darren to retrieve Malachi. But at what cost to his own soul? What would the gods think, seeing him agree to this?
Well,
whatever the cost, he needed to pay it. He owed Malachi that much.
Fine.
Sly pressed his hand back against Killian's side, and the pain rushed away, each breath no longer agonizing. Then he smiled.
All better. Though it's a shame Agrippa won't pay to fix that pretty face.
Time will do that. Keeping a weary eye on the corrupted, Killian circled back around to take his seat, donning the clothes and weapons Lydia had tossed on the table. The corrupted sighed, then plucked the coin off the table and slipped it into his coat pocket.
Always a pleasure doing business with you, Agrippa.
Baird watched Sly warily as he retreated back to his table,
then muttered,
I can't stand that bastard.
Nor I, Agrippa said. But he's got better control than most of his wretched kind, and his fondness for dice ensures he's always in need of coin. I've never seen one of them do that. Killian hoped the admission wouldn't out him as not, as he'd claimed, from Darren. But Agrippa only shrugged. Rufina forbids it. But even one of the corrupted needs to earn a living somehow. The inhabitants of Darren continued to be not at all what Killian expected. Thank you. Agrippa laughed. Don't thank me just yet. The Liratoras are far worse than cracked bones. Then he picked up the bottle of whiskey and filled all three of their cups. But enough morose chatter. It's time to celebrate.